Previously, down Gilead Lane.
Our Sunday school this month has been about leading people to Jesus.
When we get back home, you could come up to Coleraine.
That's right. Gotta check out that Wally place you keep bragging about. You going to the Easter sunrise service tomorrow at the chapel?
Probably not.
Mr. Key, the door is open. He's not in the house, Dad.
You need to calm down.
Dad, what if it's too late? It's too late.
Tim, I'm sure he's fine. Maybe the wind blew the door open. Maybe he went for some fresh air.
Can we look for him?
All right. I'll go over there with you if it'll make you feel better, son.
Thanks.
Where is it? Where is it? I don't understand.
Hi. Can I help you find anything? Chips, soda, Twinkies?
Yes. Help me find Wally's Soda Shop. It's on Main Street, am I right?
Wally's?
Yes, you know, the soda shop.
I'm sorry. I don't think there is a Wally's Soda Shop in Coleraine.
But it's been here for years. I'm supposed to meet Jack. I told him I would.
Jack, you haven't said much this morning.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'd rather flush them out than have to sit here at a lookout post just waiting for them to ambush us. Jack, what's with you, buddy?
It's hard to say.
What?
Something happened to me this morning. It's hard to describe.
Too many of those chocolates?
I was at the Easter service this morning.
Yeah?
The chaplain was talking about how Jesus loved us so much he died for us. But for some reason, it really hit me this morning. Maybe it's because I see guys die around me almost every day. I see these simple villagers cut down in the crossfire. And sometimes it's hard to make sense of it all. But this morning, in some strange, amazing way, what Jesus did, what he did for me, made perfect sense. He loved me. So I had a talk with Jesus. I've never done that before. I asked him to come into my heart. It was amazing. I felt like I was washed from the inside out. Everything I felt guilty about, everything I was ashamed of, it's all gone. Jesus is real. Jeremiah, he's part of me now.
Oh, just great. My best friend's gone religious on me.
Don't knock it till you've tried it, pal.
You have no idea.
What do you mean?
I don't want to talk about it.
Didn't you tell me one time your
dad was... I said, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
And what's Betty gonna say about all this, huh?
I don't know. I can't wait to tell her about it. Jeremiah?
Don't push me, pal. Got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Mr. Key? Hello? It's John Morrison and Tim.
Is that him? Mr. Key!
Sorry, it's just me.
Oh, hi, hon. Tim says that Mr. Key's been forgetting things. Now, what did you mean by that, son?
Well, a couple times he forgot that we were supposed to go fishing together. Hmm? I guess everyone forgets sometimes.
Sure.
But he's been doing it a lot lately. Then he keeps forgetting to call me Tim, not Timmy. And sometimes he says the same thing over and over. Like he forgot what he said a couple minutes ago. It's kind of weird.
I think it's time to start looking.
I think you're right, John.
Jack? Jack!
Right here, buddy.
Oh, you scared me for a second there.
Steady, friend. I was checking out some noises I heard back in the bush.
I hate this assignment. Just sitting here in a little hut, monitoring our position, like sitting ducks.
More kamikazes on the way.
I'll radio it in.
God help us.
Oh, the radio is on the fritz again. Come on!
Shh! Did you hear that?
Hear what? What are you talking about?
I'll be back.
Oh, come on, you stupid radio. What is the matter with you? Careful out there, Jack. That gunfire's getting a little too close for comfort. Must be something with the battery. I'm not getting any juice at all here. Jack. Jack! 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 Hey, pal. Say something. Will you, Jack? Come on, buddy. Jack.
It couldn't have just vanished. Hello there.
Hello.
I wonder if you could tell me what happened to Wally's soda shop. I've been all over town looking.
Honey? Do you remember anything?
Well, no, wait. Wait, Wally's. That place with the malts and sundaes and...
Yes, that's it. That's it.
Well, it used to be right there behind you. Where the convenience store is now.
Oh, yeah.
I think they tore the place down about 40 years ago.
Tore it down?
Yeah, it was a shame. I heard it was a great place, although I never got to go myself.
Yes, it was a great place.
Have a good evening.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry, Jack.
Sounds like a storm coming.
Yeah?
You think we should call the police, John?
I suppose it wouldn't hurt.
I think I know where he is.
You do?
Yeah.
Ah, Mrs. Key.
Well, I have to say, you are quite beautiful, Mrs. Key.
Why, thank you. You're a pretty handsome fellow yourself, Mr. Key.
Tim, buddy, I'm getting wet here.
Sorry, Dad.
Yeah, I tell you what, here. I'll hold the umbrella and you hold the flashlight. How about that?
I hope Mr. Key is all right. I thought for sure he'd be here at Pixley Pond.
Let's just hope he's not out in this, huh?
Yeah.
Elsie, I'm home. Oh, there you are. Tell you what, as soon as we get some money put away, I'm gonna quit this awful job. Old man Richter can just go abuse somebody else, thank you. I can't wait to get out of that place. Oh, Elsie. Here I am rattling on when you're dealing with so much. I'm sorry. How are you holding up?
I think I'll be all right.
Hey, you're my gal, and we'll get through this, huh?
Yes.
I thought about what you said yesterday. Maybe we should leave the baby room like it is, you know?
No. I can make it a sewing room again, just like it was before.
But
it's all right, Jeremiah.
You've been crying again.
Yes.
But there's something different this time. What's going on?
Something happened to me while you were at work.
Oh?
I was on the sofa, thinking about the baby. Tears coming down my cheeks. I wanted so much to have a little one.
I know.
I sat there and cried out to God. Jeremiah, I know this is hard for you to hear, but God answered me.
He did.
I was suddenly overwhelmed by this sense, this strong sense of love and strength and peace. I got out the old family Bible and started reading a passage.
Hold on here. What are you saying?
Jesus is with me now, and he always will be.
Elsie, when people go through trauma, they sometimes have a religious experience.
This wasn't just a religious experience. It was real. Very real. You don't understand.
No, I don't think you understand. You're my wife. Don't get me wrong. I'm glad you found comfort. But I also feel betrayed.
Betrayed? Jeremiah, you've got a deep wound you're carrying inside you. And if you don't deal with it, someday it's going to kill you.
It already has.
What did you say?
It's nothing. I've got a headache.
We're out of headache powder. You'll need to make a run to the general store.
I think I will. Where is it? Where is anything in this place? It's all so different.
So strange. I don't recognize this place at all.
Well, there you go, sir. Thank you. You're lucky you got me. I usually close at 9.
Have a good night.
Excuse me. Where's Mr. McGowan?
Oh, hi, Mr. Key. You're looking for Mr. who?
McGowan, the owner.
Mr. Key, I'm the owner.
You are? Of course. Yes. I'm looking for headache powder. Do you have any?
Well, we don't carry headache powder, but I've got some ibuprofen I can get for you.
Whatever you've got.
Yes. Be right back.
It's all so strange.
It is wet out
John.
There.
No sign of him?
No.
Dad, what if he had a heart attack or something?
And Mr. Key could also be perfectly fine for all we know, son.
That's right.
Keep praying, all right? And we'll keep looking.
Okay.
Here's that ibuprofen, Mr. Key.
How much?
Don't worry about it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You have a good night. You need an umbrella?
Nah, a little rain won't hurt us.
Wow, just look at that rain. Elsie, looks like you two are going to need an umbrella on the way home.
Don't worry, Scott. A little rain won't hurt us.
We're just up the street anyway.
I'm so glad you stopped by. Thanks, Jenny. We had heard a rumor that a certain little girl was starting to walk. We didn't want to miss it.
Oh, I'm sorry the star of our show isn't performing tonight.
Well, let's try one more time. Come on, Gracie. Come to Daddy. Come on. You can do it.
Go ahead. Go to Daddy. Go ahead.
Look, there she goes.
She's doing it.
Come on, sweetheart.
Come on, Gracie.
Look at that.
She did it.
Good job. Good job.
What you reading?
St. Augustine's Confessions.
Again?
You ought to read it sometime.
I'll confess. I don't want to read it.
All right, then. I'll read this, and you read your magazine.
Okay.
You know, watching Gracie walk tonight got me thinking.
Uh-oh.
No, it's not what you're thinking. I'm wondering if God sent us the Andrews and little Gracie as a way of... Oh, I don't know...
Go on.
It's almost as if God is giving us a chance to watch Gracie grow up as if she was our own. We lost a little girl, and now, in a way, we've gained a little girl.
Well, that's a sweet thought.
Ginny told us they're thinking about us becoming godparents for Gracie.
Really, no.
Hello? Oh, you saw him? Well, yeah, we were looking for him. Oh, that doesn't sound good. Did he say where he was going? Oh, you too. Oh, Ben, thanks. Bye.
What?
That was Ben Taylor. Mr. Key was at the general store a little while ago.
We were just by there.
Ben thinks he might be heading home.
Oh, good, heading that way.
Ben's worried. He says Mr. Key was in a daze. At first, Mr. Key didn't even recognize him.
Oh, boy.
It's awful. That poor little girl left all alone. What kind of a God could let this happen?
He gives us all free will, Jeremiah, and...
I don't need a lesson in theology, thank you.
God did the same thing to me when I was a kid.
I know it's hard to sort it all out right now.
He lets a little 7-year-old lose her mom and her dad, and we can't do a single thing about it. Now Richter is shipping her off to some strange school in New York.
It may be the best thing for her.
It's totally wrong for Richter to cover up what happened. I should let everyone know, expose the whole rotten mess.
And what good would that do? Would that help, Grace? Mr. Richter is in a place to take care of her needs. If you tell the world, he'll pull the rug right out from under her.
It's not just Mr. Richter that's the problem here.
What do you mean?
Remember, the Andrews asked us about becoming godparents for Grace. We talked about it for a while. But for one reason or another, I never followed through.
Oh, Elsie, don't put that on yourself. Come here. I apologize for ranting and raving so much. I've been so focused on the injustice of all this, I didn't realize how deeply it was affecting you, too.
It's been eating at me.
So you're questioning God, too?
No, I'm not. I don't understand him sometimes. But I know I need him. It's the only way I get through times like this. Jeremiah?
Uh-huh.
You need him too.
Oh, back home again.
Feels like we've gone around in circles. Maybe we've been following Mr. Key the whole time.
Yeah, maybe, but I asked the police to keep a lookout for him. I think that's about all we can do for now.
Except
what?
Pray.
Well, of course. Why don't you go ahead, Tim?
Okay. Dear God, please protect Mr. Key. Make sure he's all right. And please bring him back home safe. In Jesus' name, amen. Dad?
Mm-hmm?
I know we've been out all night, but I'd like to try one more thing. Would you mind?
Well, we went and got old, Elsie.
Yes, you certainly did.
Now, hold on. It wasn't just me, you know.
It's been good to grow old with you, my Jeremiah.
That's nice.
My old man.
Hey.
It's a beautiful night out here, isn't it?
Yeah, sure is. Except for the rain.
Hold my hand.
Shouldn't we be heading back home?
A little rain won't hurt you, old man.
I wish you'd stop calling me that.
I'll refrain.
I'm getting wet.
Shh. Look, there's our park bench. Come on, let's sit down. What?
You still have the most gorgeous blue eyes in the world. Hey, you're my gal.
I'm going to miss our walks around this lake.
We can still take walks.
It's just a notion, I suppose. Jeremiah.
Yeah?
All your life, you've been striving against God. It's time you find your rest in him.
Yeah.
Hey, look over here at me.
What?
For one moment, let's forget about getting old. Forget about losing each other. Forget about the rain. Let's just forget. Just one moment.
Elsie? Where are you?
Mr. Key?
Huh? Who are you?
I'm Tim. Don't you remember? Your fishing buddy? Remember Shamu? The fish that ran off with your pole? The biggest fish in Pixley Pond ever?
You say I caught a fish?
Mr. Key.
Timmy,
I really prefer...
Wait! Yes, Timmy! I'm Timmy!
Timmy, I'm sorry. I didn't recognize you there.
That's all right.
Timmy, you've got to help me.
What is it?
I can't find Elsie. I don't know where she is. I've looked all over. Can you help me? Elsie's gone, isn't she?
Yes.
It's like when the clouds cover the sun. Things get a little darker, a little harder to remember. Sometimes the sun shines through like it's starting to now. But lately it's been cloudy a lot more. Timmy?
Yes, sir?
I dread those clouds.
You're gonna be all right, Mr. Key. Here's my hand. I'll take you home.
All right.
Mr. Key?
Uh-huh.
I'd like to talk to you about someone.
Who?
It's Jesus.
Well, I am so glad Tim found Mr. Key, and he was able to get through to him, too. It really seems like Mr. Key was lost in those memories, doesn't it? He really has experienced a lot of ups and downs over the years. I wonder how things will work out for him, don't you? You know, through all of those ups and downs, there has been one theme that's been woven all throughout Mr. Key's life. Did you notice what it was? Yeah, that's right. Jesus has been pursuing him all of his life. Tim wasn't the first to talk to Mr. Key about Jesus. Remember, there was Jack, and then there was Elsie, and it seems like maybe something else earlier that he didn't want to talk about. Maybe we'll learn about that in a future episode. But for now, let's think about that idea of being pursued by God. The Bible is full of examples of people who spent much of their lives running from God, and finally, after years of trying to do it on their own, gave up and surrendered their lives to God. People like Jacob, Judah, Rahab, Samson, Peter, and Saul, who became Paul. Just take a look at some of those lives. They were all doing their own thing, trying to make life work apart from God and apart from His love, but in one way or another, God pursued them until they came to the point of turning their lives over to Him and His will. So what about you? You may not be very old, maybe you haven't spent a lifetime running from God, but have you ever responded to His call? Have you ever surrendered your life to Him and His will? It's definitely worth thinking about, and if you need someone to talk to about it, I want to encourage you to get your parents' permission first, and then call 888-NEED-HIM. There you'll find people who can help you understand what it means to surrender your life to God. And if you have any theories about that other thing Mr. Key didn't want to talk about, why not write us and let us know? You can email us at gilead@cbhministries.org. That's gilead@cbhministries.org. Or send a letter to CBH Ministries, Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. Again, that's CBH Ministries, Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. Today's episode, Days Gone By Part 2, is a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by John Fornoff and directed by Steve Odell. Roy Wallace was the recording engineer, with production assistance by Elizabeth Bowman and music by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie is the executive producer, and I'm Zach, saying we'll see you right back here next time, down Gilead Lane.